Hi, and welcome to Culture and Conflict. This is your host, Talia Barrington. When thinking of Russia's war in Ukraine, the first community to spring to mind isn't dressed in crystal-covered leotards. And yet here in New York, the local ballroom dance industry has found itself torn apart by the events overseas.
Before it was like one team, Russian and Ukrainians were like the same.
That was Katya Sarbina. She's originally from Moscow, but she's been living in the U.S. for 4 years. In the late 90s, after the fall of the Soviet Union, ballroom dancers began emigrating to the U.S., finding success thanks to the growing American social dance scene. Today, it is estimated that of this small industry of athletes, teachers, studio owners, almost 90% hail from Eastern Europe. The majority of these come from Ukraine and Russia.
Please welcome from Carter Place, New York, Andrei and Amanda Vizianin from Deerfield Beach, Florida, Arthur Tarnowski and Anastasia Danilova from Mequon, Wisconsin, Vladislav Babenko and Anastasia Shumarova.
Finding a shared community based on the immigration experience, comfort in a common language, and of course, a love of dance. Many have formed long friendships, marriages, families, and business partnerships. But in February of this year, everything changed.
The Russian president says a military operation is now underway in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine has declared a state of emergency.
There are reports of explosions and attacks at several major Ukrainian cities, starting in the city of Kiev.
Suddenly, identities were brought into question, and friendships became strained. Two dancers, Katya Sarbina, who is Russian, and Anton Domansky, who is Ukrainian, shared similar experiences, despite dancing different styles in different studios, coming from different sides of the conflict.
So when the war started, it was like February, right? Back then I was in California. I was dancing with my dance partner, and he was actually originally from Ukraine, and his old friends were also originally from Ukraine. So when the war just like hit it, first probably few days it was a big shock, so everyone wore more like in trauma.
Katya meant to say trauma,
but then as a result now it's really like you can feel the pressure when you come in the like ballroom, because all Ukrainian dancers, like, obviously they supporting it and they have like flags on their clothes everywhere, they have like Ukrainian flags. But if you even will wear it, they will not really accept it.
The division became clearer this past August when Russian pro-Putin dancers applied to compete at an open competition in California. Per Federation rules, there is nothing preventing them from doing this. They simply couldn't list themselves as competing for Russia. But in an impassioned open letter from Ukrainian dancer Pavlo Barsuk, shared by hundreds of dancers on Facebook and other social media, Barsuk pleaded with organizers to rescind the Moscow-based dancers' application to compete.
Ladies and gentlemen, your international Latin championship finalists.
Their plea was denied, and Valeria Aedova and her partner, Kirill Belarukov, were allowed to compete, placing second in the professional Latin dance division.
So it's not all of dancers like this, but I'm sure for some of them, it will stay like this. There will be conflict in between Russia and Ukraine for a while.
It's not clear how, or even if, the formerly vibrant and cohesive community can come together. Many Ukrainian Americans simply want to feel solidarity and support from their Russian counterparts. Yet Russian Americans in the dance community don't seem to know how to address the situation. Domansky said that while some Russians texted him with concerns, many suddenly went silent.
At the beginning, it was quite tense, and from my daily interactions with, let's say, people from Russia, they were quite different. There were a lot of people who were calling me or coming up to me and sending me messages apologizing for what's happening, and they felt ashamed almost by the actions of Mr. Putin. And some people just were quiet, completely quiet, and if they at least occasionally said hello, after February 24th, there was not even hellos. It was always silence and kind of avoidance, for the lack of a better word.
As the war continues overseas, and Ukraine seems to have the advantage, Domansky added that in his experience, some friendships are slowly healing, even if barriers exist that never did so before.